Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, I'm Sean Sharif.
And I'm RJ Chubby. And we're the voices behind Sean and RJ, the show DFW wakes up to.
Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, Stars, if it's happening in DFW sports or nationally, we're all over it.
Real talk, no filter, inside info, lots of laughs mixed in.
Whales for guests, and we're bringing the opinions and energy every single morning.
Follow and listen to Sean and RJ on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
New episodes drop every weekday, and as we say on the show,
yeah, Brandon.
That's three in a row and seven out of a possible 8 points in your last four games. We need to appreciate it. This team is piling up some points with so many injuries, and Thomas Harley is signed. Jim Nill once again does it. Let's talk about it on Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for supporting and listening to Spits and Suds. And of course, with a victory comes a Frosty. Yeah, absolutely. This is proudly presented by the on-time experts. Guaranteed same-day service. These guys don't mess around. Same-day service guaranteed. If they don't come through for you, your service is going to be free. It's that simple. So you might want them when you book to not show up, but you know what? They're going to show up. They're not only going to show up, they're going to give you a window in which they show up. They're not only going to give you a window, they're going to follow up on that window, and they're going to say, our technician will be there within the hour. They're not only going to follow up and say your technician's going to be there within an hour, that technician is now going to call you and tell you if he's early on time, he's going to call you as soon as he arrives. They're going to show up at their front door very, very clean. Of course, they're going to put their cover their shoes so they don't track in anything. And they're going to give a thorough inspection to figure out what's going on with your system, if there is anything going on with your system. And don't forget that $59 special. Time is running out. Boy, that peace of mind for $59. It's usually almost triple that. And what do I mean by peace of mind? They're going to do a full inspection. They are going to do a tune-up. They are going to do a complete cleaning of your HVAC system. If there's gunk forming, they're going to get rid of it. They're going to clean the outside where the HVAC system is, and they're going to go up into your attic if it's up there, and they're going to clean your internal system as well. They're going to make sure everything is optimized, not just for this winter, but for the spring and also for those hot summers. They are supporting local hockey in DFW. In fact, I was at the barn tonight, and there it was, the on-time experts, really proud on the screen. They were all over the AAC. If you see the Zamboni going around in Frisco, of course, it's sponsored by the on-time experts. Spits and Suds, sponsored by the on-time experts, and of course, the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars, keeping your temperature comfortable all year long, is, of course, the on-time experts. So reach out to them. Tell them, thank you for supporting local hockey in DFW. Thank you for supporting Spits and Suds. And you know what? For peace of mind, book that $59 special, and they will take care of you. How do I know that? Not just because I read these ads, because I believe in them, because even before they sponsored Spits and Suds, I was an on-time expert's customer, lifetime customer, as a matter of fact. They came out and they worked on my plumbing once, and they also worked on my HVAC system. So I have multiple occasions where I can say five stars, people. So remember this name. If anything's going on with your HVAC or plumbing system, even if it's as simple as unclogging a drain or optimizing your system, the on-time experts. Okay, so no Ben, no Duchesne, no Hintz, no Nils Lundqvist, no Oscar Beck, no problem, right? I mean, listen, how can we criticize this team in any way after the terrific defensive effort by the Stars, both by the forwards and the defensemen tonight? They were terrific. This is a Washington Capitals team with a lot of firepower. This is a very, very good Washington Capitals team. And this was a tight checking, old school affair. And I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Personally, it didn't seem like a 1-0 game. It wasn't one of those things where you sat on your hands. There were so many exciting moments. There were so many terrific saves by Jake Oettinger and Logan Thompson. Not a lot of shots on net, but some premium chances for both sides. Both sides had pucks go through the goal mount, almost go over the line on both sides, but it didn't. This was a tight game. So you had great goaltending. I thought both sides played excellent defense. There was some great hitting. They are a heavy team, the Washington Capitals. And of course, everyone there was wondering, is Alex Ovechkin going to get number 900 as far as goals? That's never been done in NHL history. And of course, in a 1-0 game based on a Tyler Seguin deflection in on the power play, we don't want that to happen. As I mentioned on previous Spits and Suds, three or four goals up, you know what? Get your 900. I would love to witness history, but not tonight. And I am super happy. We don't want a tie game. Boy, it was in the closing seconds, especially when Maverick Bork hit that post going for the empty net goal. You were like, oh my God, is it meant to be? Are they going to come back? But boy, some nice face-off wins. Specifically, I want to credit Radek Foxa tonight. I thought he was really, really good. I mean, like I said, there were so many players. Every player on the ice performed, I thought, at a high level. The Stars went 11-7. And if you don't know what 11-7 mean, if you just started listening to Spits and Suds, basically 11-7 means you went with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. Usually, teams will go with 12 forwards and 6 defensemen, 3 pairings on the blue line. So what they ran out tonight is Steele, Seguin, and Rantanen on that first line. Really, really good. Man, I understand Sam Steele's not scoring as much as you think, you know, a first line player should be. And I would agree with any of you that said Sam Steele should be a third or fourth liner and he'd be really good there. But man, in these tight checking hustle games, Sam Steele was excellent tonight. Perfect example, 2-on-1 Capitals. And out of nowhere, Sam Steele, a trailing forward, breaks up the pass, diving, and gets his stick fully stretched, and the stick stops the pass going across. Just a beautiful defensive hustle effort from Sam Steele. So a lot of credit to him. The line of Robertson, Johnston, and Bork were really good. I think Bork's a little snake-bitten, but I loved his hustle tonight. Thought he was really good on the forecheck, broke up some opportunities for the Capitals. So I thought that line was absolutely terrific. Foxa, Bastion, and then insert forward here was terrific as well. Sometimes it was Ritzkovian, sometimes it was Ernie, sometimes it was Blackwell. Just name the star. They were rotating in that fourth line, Ernie, Ritzkovian, and Blackwell. So, I mean, I think all the forwards played terrific tonight. Obviously, you'd love to see, but scoring's down when you lose players like Duchesne, when you lose players like Ben. You know, even a Nils Lundqvist hurts. Let's talk defensively. Lindell and Haskinen. Lindell was top on time on ice. He was terrific tonight. I thought he played a great game defensively. Haskinen continues to be consistent after a slow start. The new man who got paid, Thomas Harley, was good. As far as best games of the year for one player, I thought that went to Ilya Lyubushkin tonight. I thought he was terrific. I loved how he used, you know, Lyubushkin's a big man. I loved how he used his body, pitting against boards, not taking penalties. I thought Lyubushkin was really good with Thomas Harley tonight. I thought Bischel and Petrovic were solid as well. Now, as far as Capobianco, what did he have? 4 minutes and 42 seconds of ice time, only seven shifts. So even less than Nils Lundqvist used to get under Pete DeBoer. So not many shifts for Capobianco at work this time. I don't think they'll go with that on Thursday or Saturday. We'll see based on injury. They really don't have cap room to make many other moves. So maybe they will go that way, but it's a little tougher on roads because, you know, difference in the changes, difference on where your benches are on the road, differences as far as who makes the last change coming off of faceoffs and to start periods. So differences, and I think that has an effect as far as who you can put out there and when. So we'll see what happens on Thursday as they make their Florida swing. It's going to be a good one. But tonight, just an all-around gutsy effort. And you know what? A lot of credit. Even the Washington Capitals were after the game, said, hey, we're not upset. We thought we played our game. And, you know, it's just one of those things. And they gave a lot of credit to Dallas. I did want to point out some really, really good players on that Washington team. So, and you've heard Sean Shapiro talk about him. You've heard David Castillo. I think Robert Tiffin's mentioned him. I, of course, am on the Jacob Chychrun bandwagon. 27 minutes, 12 seconds on the ice. 24 shifts, 4 shots on net. I mean, the guy is just out there all the time, is smooth and just, it seems like when he has the puck, it's very Sergei Zubov-like in that the game just seems to slow down and it's just one smooth, fluid motion as he just glides past forecheckers. So I wanted to say that, you know, the pairing along with Roy is absolutely terrific for Washington. So like I said, they have some really, really good players. Carlson, another terrific defenseman, 25-11 on the night. You know, watching Alex Ovechkin out there for 20 minutes and 18 shifts, not a lot of movement, never been one to create a lot of movement, but he did have one pass on a power play, I believe. Yes, a power play. And he slipped it through to Tom Wilson in front of Jake Oettinger. Tom Wilson with the tip. Jake Oettinger at the last second was able to close the pads. What a terrific save by Jake Oettinger. I thought that was the save of the game. Boy, you had two big defensemen out there tonight with Protas and Liam Bixel, both 6'6". So that was something to watch as well. There was some serious hitting and some physicality out there. So that certainly was one of the things that, you know, I was looking at. So overall, it was a really, really exciting game. And man, I was just excited because to me, 1-0 game, that's a big win, even if they pulled a point out of this. Now, it's going to be a tough road trip with Tampa and Florida, but at the same time, this team continues to prove all of us wrong. Right now, you know, 3 goals is the goal, but at the same time, you know, if they play this way defensively, they're going to win some games. If Jake Oettinger can play this way, and he has owned Washington, then they're going to win some games. All right, let's get to the point where we talk some spitting facts. In fact, just mentioned Jake Oettinger. He's now 6-0 in his career against the Capitals, posting a .958 save percentage, 1.25 goals against, and 1 shutout in those games. He has been a beast against Washington. Thursday night is a great night for Tyler Seguin, especially the past few years where he's had some heartbreaking injuries. So Tyler Seguin will play in his 1,000th game on Thursday night. He will become the 3rd player on this current roster to play 1,000 games or more, joining Jamie Benn and Matt Duchene. Both are past 1,100 games. The last time the Stars won 1-0, when was it? The final regular season game of 2023, a meaningless game against the St. Louis Blues prior to the playoffs. Let's get back to Tyler Seguin. His goal tonight on the power play put it in front as the Capitals defenseman tapped it in, extended his point streak against the Capitals to 4 games. He's now the 7th star skater to score a power play goal this season as they're showing variety on the power play. And now, speaking of the power play, the Stars have scored a power play goal in 4 consecutive games for the first time since March of 2024. As mentioned, Alex Ovechkin, that's one of the reasons there was a lot of red in the building tonight. He stays at 899 goals. But I was thinking tonight, anytime Ovechkin is in the news, Wayne Gretzky's stats also reappear and his name is surfaced. And sure, no one ever thought the great one's goal scoring record would ever be broken. But it did make me think, is there something that Wayne Gretzky is in the record books for that I now really, truly don't think will ever be broken? And this one's going to be tough to beat. Gretzky holds the NHL record for the most points in a single season, 215 points during the 85-86 season, 52 goals, 163 assists. And if you think to yourself, that's an unbelievable season. Well, how about 81-82? He had 212 points. That's absolutely amazing. So multiple times in his NHL career, Wayne Gretzky, 2 times over 200 points. So to me, I don't think there'll be an NHL player that gets to that Gretzky mark as far as points in an NHL regular season. So I thought that was really interesting as well. So those are the spit-in facts for this evening.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
All right, let's talk about the big news. Thomas Harley lands a new contract with the Stars, 8 years. 10.5875 is the AAV, otherwise known as the yearly contract for Thomas Harley. So in total, 8 years, $84.7 million. One of those things where you look at the number and immediately you say, Thomas Harley wanted to be here and wanted to be a Dallas Star. Don't get me wrong. He gets the Texas tax break, although that's kind of overrated in sports. Yeah, you do get all those games at home, and that helps you with taxes. But people have to realize anytime you go on the road, you get taxed from that state. So it's not like you go through an 82-game season and then playoffs and everything, and all of that is going to be, you know, Texas tax-free. If you go to California, you have to pay California taxes. So they must have amazing accountants how to figure that out throughout the season. So big contract for Thomas Harley. And in case you're wondering, how does that compare to other contracts? Well, let's take Miro Heiskanen, for example. He is currently at $8.45 million. And where does Miro's stand? He's actually dropping now into the 20s as far as yearly contract rate. So that contract is aging extremely well. Okay, so when we look at Harley and when we say 10.5875, 5, so let's call it 10.58. Where does that rank in the league? And this puts it in perspective. Erik Karlsson with Pittsburgh, number one at 11.5. Rasmus Dahlin at 11 million. Drew Doughty at 11 million. Evan Bouchard was fourth at 10.5 million. The key to Evan Bouchard, though, is it doesn't have, I believe it has half the length of Harley's deal. So that puts it in perspective because Bouchard probably will get another contract. But of Karlsson, of Dahlin, of Doughty, I'd rather have Thomas Harley, although I am a Doughty guy. Number five's interesting, but these contracts are staggered based on how many years they've been out with Zach Werenski. So a real nice contract. And it immediately makes you think, okay, Thomas Harley is done. Who's next? Jason Robertson. And how is that going to turn out? Because now for the first time, Jim Nill and his crew have an absolute clear picture as far as what the salary cap is going to look at. Now, you know, put this in perspective. If Harley did not get done, then you would have been going into the offseason. And granted, both Harley and Robertson are restricted free agents, but you would have went into the offseason saying, well, I'd like to keep both, but which one is my priority to sign? Now you have Harley signed. So now you know. For a long time to come, how much you have left in the budget and if Jason Robertson fits into that budget. So clearly, they wanted to get Thomas Harley done. Jim Nill in his quotes was really impressed at what Harley did last year filling in for an injured Miro Heiskanen. Glowed, absolutely glowed about Harley's new deal. Tyler Seguin, after the game, speaking to the media, was so happy for Thomas Harley. So he said it was one of the coolest moments he's seen. So really, really cool things. It's great to see the guys rallying around Harley. So just wanted to throw that out there. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When I was asked about this in the offseason and when that Bouchard number came in, if you remember on Spits and Suds, I said my number was between 10.5 and 11.5. And he came in just over that 10.5. So the next question you might ask is, Gavin, what are your thoughts on a Jason Robertson deal? Well, Robertson's going to want 8 years. And this is the final year in which you can do 8-year deals. So obviously, you know, teams are eager to get that extra year under contract. I do not want them to go over Mikko Rantanen's salary at $12 million a year. Will I be happy with $12 million for Robertson? I'd like to get him at 11 or 10.5. I don't think Robertson camp's going for that, but here's the thing. when you sign Mikko Rantanen to $12 million, Thomas Harley at $10.58 million, you have Sagan nearly $10 million, you have Heiskanen at over $8 million, you have Wyatt Johnston at $8 million, you have Roope Hintz at that price as well. How many guys can you put in the $8 to $12 million category and not break the budget? And where does it hurt? It hurts in those third, fourth liners. Now, you can pick up a Nathan Bastian, who I think played pretty well tonight. I thought he was very physical. So you can pick up a Nathan Bastian or, you know, players like that when you look at the back end. Sam Steele's on a very fair contract. Colin Blackwell is on a very, very fair contract. So you can pick up guys like that. Adam Ernie is on a, you know, a smaller contract. And you have Ritzkovian up, who's on a smaller contract. So you can fill with those guys. But my question to you is the following. As much as I like Jason Robertson, and as much as he adds to the team and creates opportunities, are you better off at Jason Robertson at 11 to 12 million? Because that's going to be the rate. Or do you go a $6 million player and a $5 million player and add to your depth instead and go shorter term? So in other words, your second and third line is bolstered, because how much longer can Jamie Benn be on this team? And that's not a big salary that you're dropping off. But we'll see when Jamie Benn returns after the collapsed lung how he's going to react. So we don't know. Hopefully Jamie Benn plays for another couple of years, but this could be the final year for Jamie Benn if he doesn't perform well, whether it's the Stars' decision or Benn decides to retire or go on to another team. And then you have Tyler Seguin, and you know that's a big contract that, you know, has another couple of years on it. So lots of decisions to be made as far as what direction Jim Nill wants to go in as far as Jason Robertson. But to me, that number should not go over Mikko Rantanen. So lots to talk about. And the best part is this team is racking up the points when they are injured. And this is going to be critical when we are talking about the Central Division top three standings and or getting in a wild card spot, which the Stars moved into a wild card spot. So three in a row, seven out of a possible 8 points in your last four games. That's impressive. Tough Florida road trip ahead. You face the two-time Stanley Cup champions, which you have not been to Florida in a few years based on them playing in Finland last year. So it's going to be an interesting Thursday and Saturday to watch the Stars against Tampa and against Florida. So that's going to do it for tonight's post-game show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds. And we will be back with another episode soon. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.